Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This is Emotion Part 2, called Worry. Feelings aren't bad, but it's what we do with them that matters. This comes from Daniel chapter 6 and Psalm chapter 46, verse 1. We're continuing our series on fear, worry, and anxiety. Our destination today is worry, and the incredible wisdom the Bible shares with us regarding this big topic. Worry is a bit different than fear. Worry likes to play the what-if game and worry about things, often the future. You can imagine worry like a storybook. The early pages filled with the little worries like losing a toy or falling off your bike. And as we turn the pages in our lives, the worries might become a bit more complex, like fitting in at school. Now imagine worry as a collection of colorful paints. It might show up as yellow butterflies fluttering in your stomach on the first day of school, or as gray clouds when we're trying something new. Worry has its own unique way of painting our experiences, and today, we're going to unravel the secrets of that canvas. And here's some good news. God knows all of our thoughts and feelings. He created us, and He knows we need help. So He gave us His Word, the Bible, that's like our compass, guiding us through the twists and turns of worry. Today, our journey takes us to the book of Daniel, where we find a faithful man named Daniel. Daniel had been captured and taken as a slave to Babylon. The king at this time is King Darius. Hello, King Darius.
Hello.
Most people in Babylon did not worship the one true God. Daniel's unwavering devotion to God made him stand out. And his adversaries, his enemies, sought to bring him down through a very sneaky plan. Parents, we've done a 6-part series on Daniel. Those are episode numbers 237 to 244 if you're interested. Today, we are shortening it for our special episode. So, let's begin our story here. King Darius planned to set Daniel over the entire kingdom, causing jealousy among the other high officials. They sought to find fault with Daniel.
We will never find anything against this man Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God.
Off these jealous men ran to the king.
What's our plan?
Hey, stop stepping on my sandal. Just follow my lead. You'll see.
Good King Darius, live forever or something. We have all agreed that you should issue a new law, and that anyone who prays to any god or human being over the next 30 days...
Except for you, good king.
Your majesty, they should be thrown into, well,
the lion's den. Thrown into the lion's den.
Yeah, there. And now, put it in writing so it cannot be changed.
Their sly plan worked. King Darius signed the decree, unaware of their true motive. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he'd done before. So, listeners, is Daniel obeying the king's new order, or is he obeying God?
God.
Yes. Daniel was aware of the king's new law, but it didn't stop him. He continues to pray, not out of defiance, but out of his commitment to his relationship with God. As Daniel kneeled in prayer, his words were a melody of trust, faith, and dependence on God. We don't know what Daniel was saying in all of those prayers, but I wonder if it was something like,
O God, the sovereign of all, I stand before you in the face of so much worry. You know the circumstances that surround me, and you alone hold the key to my safety. My heart, it's laid bare before you, and my trust, it's anchored in your unwavering presence. Though the lions may roar, I find safety in the quiet communion of our conversation. Lord, may your will be done, and may your peace overshadow the worries that seek to consume me.
Psst. Hey, look, he's praying.
Ah, we got him.
Jealous officials who were spying on him caught him in the act and reported it to the king. Realizing the consequences of his own law, King Darius reluctantly ordered Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den, expressing hope that Daniel's God would save him. If Daniel wasn't worried before, I bet he was now. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel,
May your God, who you serve, rescue you.
A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Imagine a dark den of hungry lions. Daniel thrown inside and sealed in for staying true to his faith. The worry in this situation must have been overwhelming. The roaring beasts, the darkness of the den, and Daniel stepping into a moment that could send shivers down anyone's spine. I wonder what Daniel might have said to himself. Maybe it was something like,
O Lord, my God, in your hands I place my life. The den may be filled with hungry lions, but my trust, it's in you. You have been my guide, my protector, my strength. Even in this moment, I believe in your divine plan. Oh Lord, may your will be done, and may your presence be my comfort in the face of this trial.
And here comes a twist. The lions, once poised to strike, now lay calm and serene. Their roars silenced by the mighty God. They became gentle purrs. God turned what seemed like a den of worry into a place of peace. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice.
Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, who you serve, been able to rescue you from the lions?
Silence. would there be an answer? Then, suddenly, Daniel answered,
"May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of these lions."
The king was overjoyed and gave orders.
"Lift him out of the den. Hurry!"
"Heave ho!"
When Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. I want you to picture a train. Are you picturing it? Is it big and strong? Our emotions, like worry, sometimes they take charge and they want to be the engine pulling the whole train. Worry wants to tell your mind all the things it thinks you need to focus on. But that's not their place. Their place is in the caboose. Emotions are important, but they shouldn't be in charge all the time pulling that train. Daniel kept his worry as the caboose, and his trust in God was the strong engine that pulled that train. Even when Daniel knew of the king's new rule, he could become worried about what if. What if they found him? What if they threw him in the lion's den? What powerful thing did Daniel decide to do? We heard that he kneeled down 3 times each day and did what?
Pray.
Yes. In the midst of worry, Daniel found strength through prayer. In our Bible, in Psalm chapter 46, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." God is our strength and help, and we can always talk to him in prayer. Daniel's example teaches us a profound truth, that in the face of worry, we too can turn to prayer. God gave us emotions that are like warning lights, telling us that something is going on. When you feel worry, you should notice, wonder why do you feel worried, and tell someone about it. Talking about it can help you understand why that warning light is going off. And guess what? Sometimes our warning lights go off when they shouldn't. For example,
"Mom, come on, hurry. I'm worried we're gonna be late, and I don't want to walk in by myself."
Oh, well, guess what? You don't have to worry, because practice actually isn't until later today. So we've got plenty of time. You had the wrong time in your mind, sweetie. Talking about her worry of being late helped her realize there was nothing to worry about. Worry's warning light can also come out as anger. So next time you feel angry, think about why you were feeling that. It might be that really you're worried about something. Listeners, are feelings bad?
No.
No, but it's what we do or don't do with them that's the problem. What did Daniel do when he faced problems?
Prayed to God. Trusted God.
Yes. Even when things don't go the way we want, trusting in God's plan can help us to manage or even remove the worry we feel. Do you think God has a plan for you?
Yes.
Daniel's story teaches us that when we place our trust in God's plan, we can find a peace that goes beyond understanding. It's a peace that guides our hearts and minds. God is our help He is our strength, and he wants us to talk to him about our worries. So, as we conclude today's episode, may your hearts be filled with the assurance that, just like Daniel, you can navigate your worries with trust in God's unwavering plan. Thank you so much for listening today. We have excellent coloring pages. We have very practical and helpful activity sheets for each of these emotions we are discussing, and we needed listener support. As a way to say thank you for supporting us, we are giving you this extra content. So when you enjoy it, you are truly helping the podcast. If you would like to check it out, simply go to kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. The links will also be in today's show notes. Thanks again, everyone. And as always, bye for now.